time for business news. Here's Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Mary. Almost half of Irish companies are concerned about the cost or time involved in meeting new EU rules on greenwashing. That's according to new research carried out by the Compliance Institute. The new rules are part of the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive. We're joined now in studio by Michael Kavanagh, CEO of the Compliance Institute. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Jill.
Before we start talking about the new rules, just remind us what greenwashing is.
Yeah, there's many complicated definitions of greenwashing, but really it can be summarised as an attempt by companies to present their products or activities as environmentally friendly when in fact there's no quantitative basis for that. So the motivation would be to entice customers or investors in and make effective claims that don't have any basis.
Okay, so what changes will businesses have to make then as a result of this new EU law?
Yeah, so this law, Corporate Sustainable Reporting Directive, makes three major changes that I would determine. So there is rules there already for front-end reporting for certain large entities, but it completely expands the scope for some smaller entities. So anyone with employees of over 250 employees will now have to report under these rules. And the rules themselves have completely expanded as well. You now have mandatory reporting standards that have been developed by the European Financial Reporting Advisory Group. And these are in place, they're agreed, there's 12 of them already, and they're going to deal with things like you have to report the impact, risks, metrics, targets for things like climate change, pollution, water and marine items, workforce, communications, business. So there's an awful lot of reporting involved in this.
Okay, and when will they come into effect here?
Yeah, so the directive is already in from the European Union, and the Irish government has 18 months from last January to bring this in. And there's a consultation process that has just been finalised by government and by the department. But again, we do know that these standards are in place already, so companies need to start looking at these because they are very detailed and they shouldn't underestimate the amount of work involved.
And your research suggests that businesses are quite concerned about the impact these new rules will have on their companies. What are their top concerns?
The top concerns, almost half of them are concerned that the cost and time involved in this and in meeting these new rules is going to be onerous. And that's understandable, I think, considering the tsunami of legislation that's coming through in other areas. But 4 in 10, it would suggest, may struggle to provide this information because it's not readily available to them at the moment. And 57% of companies said that the impact of this would be significant for their business. So it is surprising in that context. The other finding was that almost half of the companies surveyed seem to be unaware that this information is going to be audited by a third party, effectively bringing in a regime like there is for financial statements at the moment where they're audited by external auditors.
Okay, so what would you say to businesses then that aren't yet up to speed on the new law?
Certainly, as these are in at the moment, these standards are in at the moment, you need to discuss who's going to take this, how is it going to be resourced, how are you going to get the information. You need to prepare a detailed project plan as to who's going to do what. And my main message is based on the gender pay gap information, which people thought wouldn't be that onerous to collect last year. But anyone I've spoken to, they completely underestimated the gathering of that information. This is arguably 12 times harder with 12 standards out there. So do not underestimate what's involved here and put that project plan in place and resource it now.
And what happens if businesses don't comply with these rules? Are there harsh penalties?
That is yet to be decided because this will go through an accounting enforcement regime similar to the one that's in existence at the moment. And I was CEO of the Irish Auditing and Accounting Supervisory Authority, which enforced the financial reporting side of that. It's yet to be decided, is it the central bank or IASA will be doing that? But they will be subject to a regime like that where these things will be enforced and there will be penalties if companies don't do it.
Okay, Michael
Kavanagh. And they will be named and shamed.
Okay, Michael Kavanagh, CEO of the Compliance Institute. Thanks for joining us.